Welcome to the weekend edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. Today's podcast features all the best segments from this week's slate of Undisputed. With in-depth interviews and discussions, we have a lot to talk about heading into next week. Skip, Shannon, let's get to it.
Tom Brady and the Patriots were in the driver's seat all day against the Browns yesterday. The defense forced turnovers on three straight Cleveland offensive snaps that included two fumbles from Nick Chubb and one Baker Mayfield interception. Brady had just over 250 yards through the air with a pair of touchdowns, both to Julian Edelman. With the 27-13 win, Bill Belichick becomes just the third coach to have 300 career wins, including the postseason. And we're now joined by former Patriot and current Fox Sports NFL analyst James Harrison.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
All right, you know this team well. So when you think about these 300 wins, are they more about Belichick or Brady in your mind?
For me, I have to say it's about the players. Yeah, so I have to say it's about Brady. I could have the greatest coach in the world. If I don't have a player that can go out there with the talent and execute it, then it can't get done. So, you know, it's sort of a six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. But when it comes down to it, that caliber of player, you know, the caliber of players, you know, through his career, you know, he even said himself, you know, the players that he's had good players, great players. And those have contributed to those 300 wins. He hasn't went out there and played a down the ball to do that. Of course, I have seen players and teams win in spite of coaching, but the other way is done way more often than vice versa. Yeah.
So Shannon Sharpe, a guy who played defense for Bill Belichick at the end of his career, is saying, I'm going to give the edge to Tom Brady.
Okay, but I'm not going to do that. I didn't play one down in New England. I've never set foot in New England except to put foots in New England because I won a lot of time, a lot of games there.
Was Tom Brady there?
Yeah, I beat him. Yeah. I beat him in 02.
Did you?
Yeah, the year after they won the Super Bowl, we beat him. The Denver Broncos with Brian Greasy went in there and beat the brakes off him. Yeah, run there. Look it up.
That disqualifies Tom Brady from the Hall of Fame. I don't think he belongs now.
That's what I was saying. See, there you go. There you go.
2002.
Yeah, look it up. I'm going to take Coach Belichick because Coach Belichick has so much on his plate. He has to worry about the offense. I got to get what Tom needs for offense. I got to worry about the defense. I got to worry about special team. And the one thing that he's done a better job of than most coaches ever do is turning over his coaching staff. Ooh, it's hot. Turning over his coaching staff. Bill O'Brien is somewhere else. These guys leave, and for the most part, they don't even get an opportunity. Romeo Crennel is somewhere. Charlie Weiss didn't get an opportunity to come. The only guy that's left there from a coaching standpoint, Skip, and come back has been Josh McDaniels. None of the other coaches leave and come back. And you look at what he does with Jamie Collins is in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. He got cut from Cleveland. Kyle Van Noy, he got cut from Detroit. Chung, he got cut from Philly. Jason McCarty, he takes these guys and these guys playing at an all-pro. They're playing at Defensive Player of the Year type levels. That's what he does. And he does it year, it doesn't matter. Because I saw him in 2008 when Tom got injured, he took Matt Castle, Ice Cream Castle, and win 10 games. I saw when Tom Brady was suspended in 2014 for the first four games, I saw him win three of those four games with Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo. That's what he did.
Jimmy Garoppolo is undefeated right now.
Jacoby's really good.
That's why he wanted to move on. He knew he was a good player.
Matt Castle went on to Kansas City and made the Pro Bowl. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
A guy that was a guy that didn't start one game in college. He played behind Carson Palmer and Matt Leinart.
Is there any shame in that?
Coach Belichick says, you know what? I see something in you. The very same thing he saw in Tom Brady. I see something in that guy. That guy that couldn't beat out Brian Greasy. But I don't know. We're not talking about that. We're talking about NFL. Coach Belichick gets 75%. Tom Brady gets
25%. 25? You can't even go 50-50?
Nope.
How you don't go 50-50?
Easy. Because he's doing all the shopping. He's doing all the cooking.
If he go in there and he puts me at quarterback, we can go ahead and get this done because he's such a great coach.
You at quarterback right now, they 6-1. You at quarterback right now, 6-1.
I can't even give myself credit.
6-1 with that.
No way.
You saw that defense.
The defense would have actually had to win six of those games for me.
Right now, if Tom Brady just took the ball and threw it in the ground, they'd be 3-1. If he just took the ball and threw it in the ground, nothing.
They're not 7-0.
Hold on, think about that. Let that sink in for a second.
I understand
what you're
saying.
If the quarterback just takes the ball and punt it every time he get it, They 3-3-1 right now.
It's not going to go like that, though, because now you got your defense out there a lot longer than what you would.
Yeah.
He's still going, hold on. You make it seem like Tom Brady putting up Mahomes.
I'm not.
Or Russell Wilson. Listen, or Aaron Rodgers type number.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have issues here and there. But at the end of the day, 300 wins,
yeah.
It's more about the players. And you want to give it either Tom or Bill, I have to give it to Tom because Tom is a player.
I'm giving it to Coach. Coach!
No way. Come on.
So, at the end of New England's victory yesterday, I tweeted this sentence. Congratulations to Tom Brady on Bill Belichick's 300th win.
Hater.
Because that just sums it up to
you
me.
You hater. That's what it sums up.
The straight hate comes from across the table
yes.
about Tom Brady. I've never seen or heard anything quite like it because I have always given Tom 75%
See,
of the credit. If you want to lump players in there, it's a player's game. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it's a quarterback's game. And what did this man tell us about the leadership of Tom Brady? Because you told me late in that year when you were picked up by New England, you went in that locker room. A little skeptical, because you're a truth teller, man. You want to see it to believe it. And you went in there just looking to say, is he for real? Is he got a little phony in him? Is he behind closed doors the same guy he appears to be on camera? Mm-hmm. And you found that...
He was the guy that you see day in and day out. I know you hate it because you just hate the Patriots. You hate them winning. I'm all for the old guy winning. You know what I'm saying? But I sat back and you know how you sit back, you watch somebody
yeah.
move. You want to see how they interact with, you know, just the regular
right.
person, how they interact with the guy that's, you know, at their level. And he is that guy, dude. He is a truly, genuinely, like, good person, man.
All and right, Skip, this is not what this is about. This is not about whether he's a good person. This is not whether or not he should be anointed for sainthood. This is about who is most responsible for 300 wins. And it's hard for me to believe that the guy that brought everybody... So I just want to name the other player that Tom Brady has brought to New England. I just want to know the coach.
I don't need to name the players.
Dozens of players came to want
right.
to play with Tom Brady. I mean, I could probably name 50 players who said, you know, if I got a choice, I want to play with that guy.
Coach Belichick, take these guys. All I know is Jamie Collins. What do the guys do when they leave Coach Belichick's defense? Other than Richard Seymour. Mm. You had to be like an all-time great player. Ty Law's in the Hall of Fame.
And
so
they're
we know
going with a different coach that probably don't know how to use them appropriately.
Mm. Oh, so now how to use them appropriately. So that's on the coach. So it don't matter what the player is.
The coach still has to play, though.
But if the coach don't use you appropriately, how can you play if you're not in a situation where
so
you
how
can
you going to get 75% to the coach if you're saying the player has to play? It has to be 50-50. Give it 50-50. Be honest.
No.
Yes.
Coach
Stop it.
Because
Stop
Coach
it.
Belichick brings
Hater.
All this thing together.
Hater.
Okay.
He brings the coaches and he puts the players in situations in which they can succeed.
So, Shannon Sharp,
yes.
riddle me this.
Okay, let me try.
Bill Belichick's first 5 seasons of head coaching
okay.
were with the Cleveland Browns.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they had 4 losing seasons mm-hmm. because they had various Vinny Testaverdes and
44?
Bernie Kosars at quarterback, aging
yes.
quarterback.
Yes.
And they just couldn't get over the
couldn't
hump.
Couldn't get over the hump.
And he got fired.
Yeah.
And he comes to New England, he's got Drew Bledsoe at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes 5-11 the
mm-hmm.
first year. And
right.
they start off 0-2 the
right.
second year. And one assistant on that staff said, we were all thinking about putting our houses mm-hmm. up for sale because
yes.
we thought we were on the way out.
Right.
And a player that Bill did not actually choose in the draft. I mean, it wasn't his idea to draft Tom Brady. Took him in the 6th round. Kept him on the team. I give him credit for that because he kept him as the 4th quarterback
Correct.
The first year and
Which
the second
is unheard
year.
Of.
And you start seeing him in practice and you start saying, wait a second, maybe
right.
we have something.
Right.
And he had elevated him to backup and he gets thrown into that game in which Drew Bledsoe
right.
got hurt and the rest is NFL history.
Right.
Right?
Right. And the guy that's made NFL history through 1 touchdown in all the playoffs.
Hmm.
He threw 1 touchdown. So how great was Coach Belichick's defense?
Hmm. Well, it was really good that
True.
Year, but
yeah.
Tom Brady led the game-winning drive in the Super Bowl as the first
Skip, you talk about a drive.
It's hard, man.
What good is the game-winning?
He completed 5 straight passes under pressure as a hopeless underdog.
The guy held a team that had 4 Hall of Famers on the offensive side of the football to 17 points.
Mm.
That's what that defense did. That defense last year in the Super Bowl, Tom Brady had a 26 QBR, held the second highest scoring team in the NFL to
If you want to go to individual games, he's more responsible for this game than he is that game. True statement. But for 300 total altogether, what is it, 236 or something like that together?
It's crazy.
Come on.
And Bill, I trust.
Yeah. Well, I used to trust Bill until this guy witnessed firsthand. Nick Foles put up 41 on Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl.
But see, there's my point. See, now you make my point for me. Because when Coach Belichick's defense don't stand on their head, like Hasek or Patrick Roy in the Stanley Cup, what happens?
Brady throws for 505, the all-time record in a playoff game.
And his defense didn't stand on his head. Yeah. What happened?
We couldn't make one stop, man. All we needed to do was make one stop, man.
And what happened when Tom Brady led another game-winning drive against Eli in the first Super Bowl? Belichick's defense allowed Eli to come back and go 82 yards.
You average 37
points,
James. You can't get me but 14.
Wait a second.
James, you average 37.
Yeah, I got you. Wait, the GOAT coach gave up an 82-yard, 13-play drive to Eli Manning and lost the game 17-14.
Hold on, Michael Jordan. If Michael Jordan in a game 7 gives you, now he's been averaging 35 points in the playoffs, a career 30-point night guy, and all of a sudden he give you 15 and they lose, what you gonna say?
Michael Jordan never needed a game 7.
I'm just saying,
Skip Bayless. He never needed a game 7.
Guess what?
Not once.
Coach Belichick says, you know what? I gave up 41 points, but Tom, if you don't turn it over, guess what? We win.
Listen, there's no way you're supposed to give up that many points in any game. I don't care where it is.
Tom Brady dropped that touchdown. What about that touchdown he dropped?
That wouldn't have been a touchdown.
That would
have been a first down. That would have been a first down. That would have been a first down.
Is that all you got?
Just
Shannon, you've lost this
300 wins, Shannon.
Coach Belichick got 300.
You probably got 30 games you can point out.
Coach Belichick got 276 of them. Mm-hmm. I get Tom Brady 24. Wow.
All right. I want to quickly say we did a little research, and you had a touchdown in that game.
Yeah, I got him. Yeah,
so
I got him.
There you go.
Got him.
You always have that one.
You know what? That disqualifies Tom Brady.
The whole
He's
thing?
Out.
If he had the touchdown.
He might be a, what were you, third ballot Hall of Famer? So will Tom Brady because he lost to a third ballot Hall of Famer.
And I got a pass interference on Tobucky Jones on a go route that axed the game.
Remember everything. Thing. Your memory's incredible.
Oh, look at the bucket. Who took it deep?
Who drafted him? I want no mercy.
Russell Westbrook came up one assist shy of a triple-double last night against the Thunder. It was Westbrook's first game against the team that he played 11 seasons for, and sure enough, he got the last laugh in the 116-111 win. James Harden went just 8 for 21 from the floor, but thanks to 22 free throw attempts, the Beard had a game-high 40 points. Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard joins us. Chris, how is this working in Houston? What do you think?
Well, I think to answer this question, we have to have the context. Mm-hmm. And the context is this. The way we're going to define whether or not this worked at the end of the year is championship. At the very least, Skip, they got to get to the finals. Because I could have kept Chris Paul and his more favorable contract and just got to the Western Conference Finals, got to game 7 of the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
It is finals or championship or bust.
Okay.
So that's the context I'm looking at this in, and I'm going to answer the question. From that standpoint, no, it's not working because I don't see any type of, I don't see them playing championship basketball. Now, they're going to be really good.
Yeah.
They're going to win 50-plus games. They're going to be sexy. They're going to be fun to watch. They're going to be dangerous. They're going to make the playoffs. But are they playing the type of ball that can win you a championship to beat the Lakers or the Clippers? Not to mention a Denver maybe, a Utah? No. And what? Because the type of basketball they're playing is taking turns.
Yep.
Russ is dominating for 6 minutes. James dominates for 7 minutes. Russ dominates for 4 minutes. James dominates for 6 minutes.
Okay.
That and beyond that, what's even more most discouraging is that I feel like watching them, they're now feeling like, okay, I used to have the ball for 35 minutes to do what I had to do. Now I only have it for 20 minutes to do what I had to do. So when I get it, right? That's why James Harden shooting 28% and 15% from three, because when he gets it, it's like, I got to do my thing. And when Russ gets it, Russ is actually playing a little smoother.
Russ is playing Russ.
But I just don't. And then when I hear Mike D'Antoni and even the players say, we going to figure it out. That's the strategy. How's this going to work? We'll figure it out. They're playing street ball. Mm-hmm. And they're so talented that they're going to beat most teams playing street ball. But again, the context, the goal is, can you beat a disciplined, talented Clippers team? Can you beat a talented Lakers team playing this way? I don't think so. So they are what I thought they were.
Okay.
Skip, it looked like to me that these two individuals, Russ and James Harden, are really great individuals playing a team sport. And Chris laid it out, is that they take turns. And that's why Kevin Durant and Russ did when there is your turn, now it's my turn. Mm-hmm. James Harden is shooting 28% from the floor. Skip, 15% from the three. James Harden is 6 of 40 from the three-point line. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you look at his stat line, it's like he had 40. But here's the problem that James runs in every year. They don't call it like that in the playoffs. Mm. So you don't get to shoot 22 times at the free throw line, and then he's jumping up and down and then talk about the officials. Bro, they don't call it like that. Mm. The thing that's so amazing about me is that I still don't know. Whatever Russ take it, I need it. For him to exert that kind of energy, Skip, every night since he's been in the league, and especially since he's on this pace, this historic triple-double, Skip, he's chasing down everything. I'm like, I don't know what it is, but Russ is... It's unbelievable that he can exert that kind of energy. But they're not winning no championship with this. Mm. These two, they're not winning no championship, Skip Bayless. Mm. You know that. I know that.
I don't know that. Are you speaking for me? Because I think it might be my turn.
Well, you go ahead and take it away.
I'm sorry. I got to get my TV fixed. I love what I've been seeing from these two because it is working. And when his shot starts working, you better look out because they're going to start blowing people off the floor. Okay. Think about this. He is 6 for 40 from three, as you point out.
Right.
Wow.
6 for 40? There are two guys who have lost their shot so far. Mike Conley Jr., poor little Mike. I love Mike Conley, and he just can't throw it in the ocean. You know, he's 3 for 20 from three. He just can't buy a basket.
Yeah.
James, all he does is shoot free throws. But when he shoots free throws, listen, he is not getting enough credit. James Harden, he might be the all-time greatest high-volume free throw shooter we've ever seen in the history of basketball.
Can nobody shoot that many?
Yeah, look what he's done so far. He's made 46 of 48 free throws. He's running away with both categories as he did last year. He buried the field in attempts and makes last year in free throws. He shot 88%, but he's shooting so many more than everybody else. 88 is really good. He's at 96% now, 46 of 48. It's so many extra points. I watched their whole game last night. And at the end, the announcer said, and that's 40 for James Harden because he just casually made the two that iced the game.
Right.
He just walks up there like, it's not a little deal. Right. Look at DeMar DeRozan for my Spurs last night. Gagged two at the free throw line. It could have iced it. James just walks up there like, ho-hum.
He's
no problem.
Cool.
Yeah,
he's
and
cool.
He just swishes them. Well, I'm watching Russ do all the dirty work for James because you're right. I don't know. It's like he's playing possessed. And he's averaging a triple-double. He is. He's at 24, 13, and 10 so far. And I know it's a very small sample size, but he is your basic whirling dervish. He is your Tasmanian devil. He is your human tornado of energy and emotion and passion. He's willing to do whatever it takes to go scratch and claw for every rebound, dive out of bounds. They didn't have that with CP3.
No.
Russ is so much better than Chris is at this stage of their equal careers. Right.
Let's get Russ is like, man, if I get this rebound, that's another chance for me to shoot it.
Right.
Yeah, that's I was trying to get another shot.
But how about the assist? That assist where he went and got the ball on a miss and then he just
kicked it in the corner to
look at this. He just attacks again and boom, there's Tuck.
PJ.
Yep.
What you do like him in this system.
Yeah.
Again, either like we've seen Harden in it by himself and he's dominant. Russ in this system by himself would put up outlandish numbers.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he's willing to sacrifice some of his ego because he has lost so much in his career. He realizes they have a chance to be good. I got him in the conference finals. You're right. It's got to be at least conference finals.
Okay. But let's say they get to the conference finals. Is that success, though? For them, I know it's a great season, and they're a great team. They're one of the top five teams in the league.
How the finals played out. Did it go 7 games? Was it the Clippers or the Lakers? Who is it going to be? And did they push them to the brink? Did it go to the last shot? I need to know that.
Okay.
Did they get wiped out? Did James disappear as he is occasionally?
Yeah, I mean, I would you like that matchup, Skip? I mean, because you got Paul. I mean, you see those defenses. I think, you know, they might have a favorable matchup, but Paul George, Pat Bev, and Kawhi.
Well, that's going to be hard for anybody to deal with. Trust me.
Right. No question. Yeah. What they are is a little better and bigger version of Lillard and CJ McCollum in Portland. Yeah. That's what they are. These two do everything. Just like the guys in Portland. They create every shot. I mean, both of them are going to have a ton of assists because they're penetrating and they throw it up and Capella finishes. Right. Like, I'm with you. It won't shock me if they get to the conference finals.
Okay, just remember, between CJ and Dame, who I watched last night, give my Spurs some fits, but they don't rebound the basketball and they're not high assist guys.
Right.
So Russ can do those the dirty work. Right. He's going to lead this team in rebounds at the rate he's going, right?
And he's probably going to lead them in assists also.
He just might.
Yeah.
He just might. Okay, what's wrong with that?
No.
Okay, is that blending?
It's not. You think taking turns basketball is going to win a championship?
Okay, I just see there's no turn taken. I just see James do what James does.
Yeah.
They don't work together.
Then be home.
Right.
Okay. Russ is finding little ways to do big things in this offense. He's just looking for every little opening. I'll do that. I'll do that. I can do that too.
Yeah.
I'm seeing something that can be really good.
It's like I said, it's what I thought it was. They're going to be very good.
Yes. They're going to be very entertaining.
Right. But they're not going to be able to win the championship. Mm-hmm. Not playing like this.
Well, you said Lakers 56 wins, and I told you that day before the season started, this team has the better chance to win 56 games.
Yeah, they'll probably win about that number. See, here's the thing. And again, I put the context, championship or bust or finals or bust. Mm-hmm. But it's also the franchise.
Right.
This is not Minnesota or some franchise that's never done anything. The Rockets have won championships. Like, everybody praises Daryl Morey. Oh, he's been good. But it's not like he built the Rockets. They won championships before Daryl Morey got there with Olajuwon. And even before Olajuwon, with Moses Malone.
So my question, bottom line is this. Are they a little better than they were a year ago? Yes.
A little better.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean they're going to go a little further than what they went last year. Hmm.
But I'll take a little better.
I think that's even questionable.
Really?
Because the thing that what is Russ shooting from three? Russ is shooting 36% from three. You mentioned, we know Harden's going to pick it up. But is Russ going to stay at 36%? Russ's threes percentage is going to drop. He's not going to shoot 50% from the field, I don't think. So I think those are coming down.
To be objective about this, when all of a sudden Oklahoma City needed to foul somebody last night, Chris Paul went right to Russell Westbrook and went hack a Russ.
Right.
You got to shoot these free throws.
Right. Okay. And so the thing that Chris brought was he was a legitimately good shooter. And so I think it was easier for him to play off James. Defensively, Russ is obviously more energetic and just bothersome.
Right.
But Chris was a really strong, defender and all that. So I'm leaving it open to see if they're really better. Mm. They're good. But
I think they're significantly
Why the old lake show tonight?
Yeah.
We got something more green.
Memphis,
No, Skip. Don't do that.
Boy, I'm impressed. Yeah. Ja Morant.
Raw
rookie.
Hold on. The same teams that the Lakers are playing, the Clippers are playing. Did you see Kawhi's stat line last night? And he just killed him yesterday. Talking about Hornets. Hornets should be an expansion team. And then he's praising Kawhi. But, did you see that stat line?
Did you see two steals and three blocks?
Woo.
He's balling.
He's balling.
We had to solve them up. You see what Bron did?
I saw opening night. I saw Lakers Clippers. That's all I needed.
Lakers have improved a lot in a short time.
We got something for your Christmas. I want you to have an energy on Christmas while you sit around.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
No mercy. So Dak Prescott, he leads the league in QBR, but some still see flaws in the quarterback's game. When assessing quarterbacks midway through the season, one anonymous evaluator questioned his accuracy, saying, quote, in my opinion, he is not naturally accurate. And when things tighten up, he has games like he did against the Jets. I just think he is a middle-of-the-road guy that's always going to be up and down. Mm. Bucks NFL analyst James Harrison is now with us. James, are you sold on Dak?
I'm not down on Dak as Shannon is, but I'm not up on him as Skip is.
Middle of the road.
He's middle of the road. He's middle of the road.
You know what? This is the first time I've ever heard of James Harrison middle of the road. He just doesn't seem like a middle of the road guy.
He's average.
He's like way over here, way over here.
No.
Dak is?
He's average.
That's
you want a franchise quarterback. Your friend, no,
okay,
it's not
well, you're dismissing.
A franchise quarterback over his whole career, he's got only 7 games that's over, 300 yards. He's got 33 games that are actually over 200, but he's still got 19 games that are under 200 yards.
I mean,
my franchise, he got a defense, he got everything else. Okay. He got Zeke. If he didn't have Zeke, He wouldn't have nothing.
I know.
Okay. The Jets game. Let's go to the Jets game. Zeke get 100 yards. When Zeke get 100 yards, they usually win. Zeke get 100 yards and almost a half a hundred in the passing game, and Dak still can't pull through and do something to get that that win.
Can he play safety? Help me out.
Listen, I could play quarterback against the 26th rank, the 28th rank, and the 30th rank.
32nd rank.
They made Sam Darnold look like Joe Namath. For one day, he had the day of his life, and he'll never have another day like it.
Okay, and Miami made Dak Prescott look like Joe Montana. And how did he look against New Orleans?
You know, Russell Wilson made Dak Prescott look like Joe Montana in the playoff game. Well, I saw it.
Can he play safety?
And you
Right.
Can Dak Prescott has looked like Brett Favre against Aaron Rodgers every time they play. No, I don't know how it happens, but it just does.
Whoa.
Listen, Go ahead. Keep digging that hole.
Like I said, he is not a franchise quarterback. Okay. He's not a guy that's going to go out there.
He is not a franchise. James Harrison not a franchise quarterback.
Him as a franchise. A franchise quarterback goes out there and wins you games.
Wins without anything else.
He can win it by his lonesome if he has to. He can't do that. He hasn't done
that. 3.5 years in the league, he has the second best starting quarterback record to that guy up in Foxborough. Second best.
And he has Zeke all the time.
Well, he's had him some of the time.
I had to stop that. Because when he didn't have him, what happened?
Well, they had nobody. They didn't have any defense.
Because here's the thing. This is what I know. In 2016, he had the best offensive line in football.
True.
Had Zeke, led the league in rushing. In 2017, best offensive line in football. Okay, Tyron Smith did go out, but with Zeke. This is where you make your bones. Mm-hmm. You see, when you don't have...
Was Ty Smith there?
I said Ty Smith.
He wasn't there?
I said nothing.
Well, we'll make it.
I said, I will give you
that. And they replaced him with Chaz Green, who couldn't block me.
Now, that's disrespectful.
Wow.
But here's the thing with Skip.
Well, he's not in the league anymore.
But here's the thing, though. Sometimes, great quarterbacks, what they can do.
Okay, wait, you didn't go to 2018. What happened? Zeke's there, and he's rolling, man. First eight games. What happened?
Led the league.
Help me out.
Zeke was leading the league in rushing.
Oh, so they go 3-5, and Zeke is carrying that mail. He's the driving force of that team, and
he's
they go 3-5.
Leading the league in rushing.
And what?
3-5. Where was he, Shannon?
The quarterback. Yeah. I thought the quarterback was with his arm.
The quarterback had nobody to throw to for the first eight games. All of a sudden, Jerry Jones said, I'm going to make the move of the year. I'm going to go get Amari Cooper. Boom! My quarterback took off, and so did the football team. And my quarterback was the driving force of the last 10 games, and they won 8 of them.
Okay, you know what, Skip? I'm not going to even go back to last year. I'm going to stick it to the – I'm going to keep it this year.
No, you can't go back to last year because you can't defend what happened last year.
You didn't win the Super Bowl, so I can go back to last year.
Oh, well, he won a playoff game. I'll play the guy you said is the MVP right now, Russell Wilson.
I just want to know, why does a franchise quarterback – go three straight weeks – scoring 3 points, 3 points, 3 points in the first.
Well, wait. You tell me that the driving force of the team is Ezekiel Elliott. Where was he? How can you? I'm going to turn the question back on you. Zeke Elliott score 3, 3, and 3 in the first quarters of those games? Help me out. He's the only reason they win. Tell me. You don't have an answer. Where was Zeke?
If you let me talk,
you got no answer.
If you let me talk,
come on.
This is not about Zeke. Mm. This is about the accuracy.
It is about Zeke because you're telling me he's not a franchise quarterback and the reason they win is Zeke Elliott. Well, how did they go 3-3-3?
Help me out.
I don't know.
You tell me the quarterback is the most important position. He's the most valuable position.
You tell me it's not. You tell me Aaron Donald's the best player in pro football, so you do not accept that premise. That
you're talking about Dak, not Aaron Donald.
Okay. No, I'm trying to explain. He says the quarterback position is the most valuable. That's what I say. Okay. You disagree.
Okay.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay, well, then tell me this. Why you only scored 3 points in the first half against Aaron Rodgers?
Okay. Well, where was Zeke? Where was he? Was he out there?
No.
You know who I saw? I saw Aaron Jones. I saw him just take the whole game over. Wow. He's the MVP of the Packers. The other Aaron.
Hey, James, you see what's happening? You see what happened when they lose? Zeke. Oh, Zeke ain't running the ball. My quarterback, if Zeke can run, my quarterback.
You got to deflect.
Tell me when it's my
turn. It's your turn.
Thank you.
Take off.
Dak Prescott suffers from this myth of inaccuracy that is tattooed on his forehead like a bad label, erroneously, unfairly bad label, tattooed inaccurate across his forehead. And it is so absolutely wrong because over those last 10 games last year, after he got Amari Cooper, he simply led the whole NFL in completions. He led the whole NFL in what are called catchable passes because he's hitting everybody right here. And let's go back to that harsh sarcastic negative quote.
It wasn't sarcastic.
It's some lazy quote from some evaluator who just doesn't even watch Dak. And he dug in early on, fourth round pick. He can't throw. He's inaccurate. He probably wrote some report on him early.
You're being very lazy.
Yeah.
You're being lazy now by saying he's being lazy, but he don't watch Dak.
Wow. Lazy because if you watched, you'd give up the ghost on that opinion because it's a ghost opinion.
No, the ghost beat you guys.
Yeah, this quarterback has become the most underappreciated, over-criticized quarterback in the history of this league because all he does do is win, but all he does is keep dominating statistics because I told you what he did the last 10 games last year, and now over the first 7 games this year, he leads the whole league in QBR. You cannot be inaccurate and lead this league in QBR.
Yes, because they factor
just
legs. Can't. They factor the legs in.
Pro Football Focus evaluates each quarterback's play through the halfway point. Mm-hmm. They pick their midseason all-pro team. Russell Wilson got first-team all-pro. Second team, honorable mention, mm-hmm. Dak Prescott. That's ahead of Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees.
You think Dak Prescott has outplayed Aaron Rodgers this year?
I do.
You would take Dak Prescott over Aaron Rodgers?
I would right now. Going forward, Aaron's getting up there in age.
Going forward,
I'll take him going forward.
Right now.
And let's go back to that Jets game in which this guy just trashes him for. Although, the quote is, Mike Sando writes in The Athletic, that is not necessarily the prevailing opinion. Another evaluator praised Prescott for his accuracy early in the Jets game and came away impressed at the quarterback's toughness after Prescott kept coming back.
Accuracy
after
early, up, down, mm-hmm. like he was saying.
There was no up, down because against the Jets, Michael Gallup dropped 3 passes. They dropped 5 total, and they didn't have either star tackle. So Greg Williams said, boy, you would have licked your chops in this game. He just said, we're coming after you every time. Every pass he threw, somebody was hitting him in the face or knocking him down. And all he
led the league in rushing. He should have ran.
Okay. Well, he can run the ball too, which he finally did to put them back in position to win this game. But all he did is bring them from 21-3 down, and his QBR for that game was 74. Sam Darnold had the day of his life, and his QBR was 68, 74-68. So my guy ended up outplaying him on a day when the defense did not show up. It was pathetic what happened because the Jets ran over my defense.
22nd-rate defense in the Jets.
Here's the thing, though, Skip, what I can't understand is that when Dak doesn't play well or they don't win, you always, well, the tackles weren't there, and Zeke didn't do this.
Well, it's just true.
It's just true.
Amari didn't play in this game.
But the great one, Skip, can rise above guys missing.
He did. He brought him all the way
back.
He brought him all the way back to a 2-point conversion pass upon which Marcus May mugged Jason Witten.
Just now you blame the refs.
We don't have time to go back and look at the play. It's an absolute, he got tackled before the ball got there.
I'm saying, see, you looking at it like, okay, he throw the ball, receiver catches the ball. I'm saying he leaves yards on the field. It's one thing, James can sack the quarterback, but what James get the added bonus is taking the ball away from the quarterback.
Strip sack.
See, when you just throw the ball and I get a completion, as opposed to Aaron Rodgers or some of these other great quarterbacks throwing to hit the guy in stride and they get a 30-yard catch and run,
accuracy issues at all? Like, he can't – it hasn't been a bunch of times where he could have put the money and this guy –
The best quarterbacks throw a few inaccurate passes a game. I saw Aaron Rodgers throw one the other night that missed Jimmy Graham by 10 yards.
And then with a touchdown.
Thank you. Look what I found. Thank you, God.
Don't do that, Skip. Now, you know good well you didn't compare. I mean, for you to sit there and say you're gonna take Dak over Aaron Rodgers.
I just would. He's played better the whole year
than
Aaron Rodgers has.
That's Aaron like, Rodgers. I can't believe that.
Oh, come
that.
On. I'm you're like, just overhyping. See, you're trying to remember Aaron 5 years ago.
Skip, the man is 16-2.
Yeah. Well, my guy has outplayed.
12-7.
Want to go back at the 3 games they played against you? Is it 3 or 4?
Y'all talking about, you called him 4 of them.
4 times.
He 3-1.
Wow. Yep.
He 3-1.
My guy's outplayed him.
No,
overall.
He didn't.
He has, overall, in those 4 games. My guy has a better QBR than he has in all 4 of those games. All four combined. Let's combine them and look at it.
On my menu, I got a short menu. Wow. You come to my restaurant, all you get is dubs and L's.
Yeah.
I took almost and maybe. I took that off the menu.
Well, if my guy had Aaron Jones at running back, maybe.
Zeke is a bust. Zeke is a bust. I want to get you on record.
Who looks faster right now? Aaron Jones or Zeke Elliott? Who looks more electric to you? Who catches it and runs with it better right now?
Well, Skip,
what did you see on Sunday night?
Aaron Jones is a different type of running back than Zeke.
Okay.
Zeke is a
Who looks more valuable right now?
Okay, take Zeke away.
I think Aaron Jones.
Take Zeke away and you'll find out. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take Zeke away.
He's the best I got right now.
No.
He's the best you got.
Even you agree.
Let Tony Pollard. Let Tony Pollard take it.
Huh?
Let Pollard take it.
He's a little quicker and more elusive than Zeke is.
Yeah.
Zeke's turned into Earl Campbell. Do you remember Earl Campbell?
I don't know if Zeke is going to take this light.
He's okay. He's still he's the best I got. But
he's the best you got.
He's lost a little quickness.
Whoa!
And my quarterback just keeps getting better. The quarterback is the driving force.
The quarterback?
Yeah.
Who did they pay?
Yeah.
Who did they pay first?
That's interesting.
The running back. Why? Because they knew without him, we had no shot.
Cabo. The quarterback didn't go to Cabo. He could have.
If he went to Cabo, they'd have probably found somebody else in the draft and been all right.
Who's the leader of my football team? Who's one of the best leaders in sports?
We're not debating that.
And by the way, back to the Jets game, that was as courageous a quarterback performance as I've ever seen. And I've been watching football a lot longer than you two combined played football. Combined.
Hello. So you just told him
that. What
it has to do with performance.
He didn't perform.
That was an unbelievable performance that day.
Skip.
Degree of difficulty with five drops to bring him back to within a two-point conversion.
Let me ask you.
I just sat back in awe of it.
Let me say this for the sake of argument. Baseball since which World Series. I'm a pitcher.
Okay.
I strike out 27. Mm-hmm. But I give up the game-winning home run. What the hell have I done?
What did the quarterback give up that day? Help me out. Wait a second.
He gave up that L.
Did he throw an interception that day at the Jets with all that pressure on him?
Did he throw a touchdown?
No, well, did he throw an interception?
Did he throw a
negative. You said you gave it up. Yes. I want to know what he gave up. He got sacked. He got knocked down 12 times. Did he lose the football one time?
No.
Not once.
Did he?
Not once. Did he cough up the football under fire like no one touched
the offense in the end zone more than the opposing team?
And then
did he do that?
What did my quarterback do to your Eagles? He just dismantled them.
He did.
Woo.
He did.
I don't know about the Eagles. But, they cut up and down.
Dismantled.
Of the four, think about it. That's their best win. You beat Miami. Did you see Miami on Monday night?
Oh, yeah.
I saw him get up 14-0. I did.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
And we saw the head coach zero blitz on 3rd and 20.
But that they were still, weren't decision. They still ahead 22. At that point?
3rd and 22.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, what about Washington?
With 25 seconds.
What about Washington?
Yeah. They got a lot of good players. Did you see that first team all-pro team? They had the first team cornerback.
Who?
They got the Redskins did.
Stop it.
Well, they did.
Washington should have nobody on no team. Washington should have nobody on no team.
I'll give you that. But the Eagles, you say, are going to win the NFC East. And my team just took them apart because my quarterback played at a supremely high level, just as he did twice last year. So he outplayed Carson Wentz twice, and you say Carson Wentz is better than Dak Prescott.
Everybody said that.
Now, wait a second. Dak Prescott has outplayed him three times and beaten him three straight times.
Okay, we'll
interesting.
See. You kind of
what go, you got, Shannon?
Do you believe the Cowboys are going to get another four turnover game from the Eagles? Because I don't.
The Eagles? I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah?
I don't.
Well, you better not or you're going to lose again.
You're not losing.
Yeah.
We're not losing.
Dak loves to play at Philly. He just loves it.
No, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Home away from home.
I know Aaron Rodgers loves playing the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Home, way, doesn't matter.
Definitely.
As a matter of fact, he done something in Cowboys Stadium that the Cowboys never done. He won a Super Bowl there.
He put a hex on him.
He won a Super Bowl.
Something happened.
Hey.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
That's a sensitive area.
Yeah. My bad. I forgot. My bad. I only know why I brought it up.
At least apologies around here. Shannon is speechless. No mercy. Welcome back to Undisputed.
That's what I do.
What's happening?
I beat him and make him quit.
Where's this guy?
I beat him so bad he quit.
He is not quitting on us, Shannon. I'm sure he just got the commercial time.
You see all these tombstones?
Up.
He in one of these over here somewhere. Rest in peace or in loving memory.
It has nothing to do with the tombstones.
Where is he? For real?
I'm still here.
For real, Skip? Is this what we come to?
What is happening?
Is this what we come to, Skip? This is embarrassing.
I don't know what to say.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed for you. This is ridiculous.
I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
Oh, I can't believe
Let's hear it.
You know what?
What?
I don't want to make it to you. You're a LeBron lover. You would never understand. I want to talk to my people, so give me my camera.
Oh, my goodness.
Look. I will never forget what number two did to me and my San Antonio Spurs. He quit on my Spurs 2 years ago and quit his way right out of San Antonio. But you know what? Maybe it's time to forgive, to let it go, to let it be. Maybe it's time to do what number two's Uncle Dennis asked me to do at the Manny Pacquiao fight back in August in Las Vegas on behalf of number two. Uncle Dennis said, why don't you call him by his given name? So you know what? It's time. Here I go. Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi, 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 Kawhi Leonard. You used to be my favorite player, and I must admit it here publicly. You started to win me back. My heartstrings started to tug when you said no to LeBron James back in July. You bamboozled the king. You took your talents to the Clippers. I loved it. And then you kept winning me back on opening night at Staples when you dominated Kawhi Leonard. You dominated LeBron James and Anthony Davis. So now, Kawhi Leonard, I am back. What it do, baby? And now for you, Shannon Sharp. Guess what these are?
Orthopedic shoes.
Not orthopedic shoes. These are the new signature Kawhi Leonards by New Balance. They are dropping today. I've got the first pair right here. In my career, I have never worn anything on TV but Jays, Jordans, right? Woo! But today, in honor of, welcome back, Kawhi Leonard, I'm wearing his signature shoe. You like him?
No, this is embarrassing.
I like it.
You ought to be ashamed. Skip, you ought to be ashamed of me. Skip, you ought to be
ashamed. That felt good.
Woo! Skip.
Woo! That was cathartic.
You feel good?
You know what? I'm back. It feels like I'm back where I belong.
You should be ashamed of yourself. I mean, all these years of holding out. Now, you got no problem calling this man his name, so you should have no problem saying LeBron Goat James. You should have no problem saying that.
I will call him the phony goat. I give you that. Because there's only one goat, and I'm not calling this guy the goat, but he is really, really good. In fact, you know what? Kawhi Leonard is now so good that, dare I say, and this is another big reason why I'm back, he's now the best player on the planet.
Whatever.
Am I
right? No,
the
you're not right.
Best
he's
player
not, no,
in the NBA.
No. Hold on. The best player. The guy, all of a sudden now, the guy that you love, have so much praise and adoration for, he quit on you. You told me he quit on you and you would never utter his name again. And he did it. Hold on. Now, is this...
He did it.
I just want to know one thing. Who hit the luckiest shot in NBA history in the playoffs?
I heard
Kawhi
that.
Leonard did.
Oh, he always Kawhi.
And I still give you, he was very lucky to skate through the playoffs. Okay. Thanks to my man Joel Embiid getting sick and hurt and sick and hurt and sick and hurt. But guess what, Shannon Sharp? He did it. I can't take it away. Who was the MVP of the NBA Finals? LeBron James?
No, he missed
the playoffs.
You said it should have been Kyle Lowry or Siakam, maybe even Van Fleet.
I did.
You said the guy
but
was...
But who was it?
Who was it? I gave you a moment. I gave you a 10-minute soliloquy which you heap praise.
I think it was 3.5.
Yeah, whatever.
He's
close
got
enough.
A response.
Hold on. But you said he wasn't clutch in the fourth quarter. Mm. You said it was Van Fleet and Lowry and Siakam. And now you come out here with this?
You know what? What have I also told you right here in this seat this season?
What?
I'm seeing a new Kawhi Leonard.
I don't see nothing.
I see a new guy.
I see the same Kawhi.
I see different body language.
Guess what I
did? I see a guy who's in complete control of himself and the game. What did I tell you about the guy who used to be my favorite player in San Antonio? Sometimes I felt sorry for him. Shrugging shoulders, head down.
Oh, you see, hold on.
He played like this, like, am I really this good? Yeah, you're that good. Just be it.
Hold on
just
a second. Hold on. You say you see a different Kawhi.
Yep.
Did you see him last night? So I see the same Kawhi. I'm trying to figure this. Help me understand, Jenny, because I'm new into this. Because, you know, I haven't worked in a place like
By
this.
By the way, sure. Didn't see him last night because he didn't play last night.
Wow.
Yeah, my point. Thank you for making
heard
my point.
Heard that before.
I'm kind of new to this thing, so I don't really know. I didn't really know until I got here what PTO was, paid time off. I didn't know. I thought you had to accrue that. Uh-huh. So I thought if you started a new job, it's not like you pick up where you left off with your old job. Mm. You get a new job. You got to build up. Maybe it's 2 months. Maybe it's 3 months. How the hell you 8 days in and you need time off?
Ask Greg Popovich.
I don't know about no Greg Popovich.
Yes.
You do.
And by the way, who does Kawhi play against? It's weird saying his name because I taught myself.
Sounds good, Skip.
Does it?
It does.
It feels good. But guess who Kawhi Leonard plays at home tonight? Greg Popovich's team. Right?
Hold on.
And Greg Popovich taught him load management. The Spurs are built on load management.
Oh, so he load management 73 games and you had a problem with that. So now
that wasn't load management. That was
load management.
That was QUIT.
Oh, but you love a quitter. Oh, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. I don't.
He had a destination and a destiny. He wanted to take on the king in Staples, and it took going to Toronto first as a midway point stop. You know, he had to kind of change planes in Toronto.
Yeah, he had a layover. He had a long layover.
Layover.
Long layover. Okay.
But you know what? I don't believe Kawhi quit, even though you said he quit, and I told you he had a quadricep tendinosis. But I'm trying to figure out how does a guy that's fourth in minutes. Landry Shamet plays more minutes. Sweet Lou Williams plays more minutes. Patrick Beverley plays more minutes. Kawhi Leonard has a game high 32 minutes. That's the most minutes he's played this year. And that rascal, that joker, is already getting time off.
That bamboozler. He took LeBron for a big ride because all the reports said LeBron thought in July that Kawhi Leonard was going to be his new teammate. Am I right about that, Mr. Sharp?
Oh, that didn't happen. I'm just trying to figure out, not all of a sudden. All of a sudden, the thing that you criticized LeBron for, he wasn't clutch. He quit because remember, oh, the fourth quarter, how he just let it go. Oh, and remember that guy that missed those free throws down the stretch? You remember that, Skip? You had game 6-1. That guy, I don't want to know. Was that next?
It wasn't plural. It was just one.
That guy.
He just missed one. Oh, Ginobili went to the other.
That was one too many.
Okay.
That left the door open. But that's the guy all of a sudden now.
Five with 18 seconds left and you can't close
the deal. Can't close the deal. So a guy that hit the luckiest shot ever, the guy that you said quit on your team in 73 games, a guy that you said that wasn't in the fourth quarter, the guy that's load management 8 days into the regular season, and now this is your guy.
Well, he is because this is the way it's always been because this is the way he was raised by Greg Popovich, but he wanted out of little tiny San Antonio. It's too small for him and Uncle Dennis, who's got big vision, big
Most people don't turn on the people that raise them. You say he raised it.
Did Kawhi Leonard get a signature sneaker in San Antonio? No, he did not, because nobody really even knew who he was. And he has come out of his shell. But his shell was molded by load management.
Wait
a second. Did he load manage last year in Toronto? Like crazy?
Yeah,
like
he did.
Like the whole first quarter of the year, I've sat over here saying, he's not going to play again?
Ability is availability.
Okay.
And only two people going to buy those shoes, orderlies and security guards.
You
know about that? Yeah.
They're blasting these shoes.
I like them.
You know what? They feel good.
Whatever.
You know?
I
think they're going to catch on and take off.
Oh, so now he's going to be...
Remember the commercial? It's now Kawhi Town, right?
Well, let's see.
Remember what was dangling from his keychain in the car as he started up?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the day that he has a Kawhi 17. Because that's where my guy, that's where GOAT James is.
Really?
Our signature. Only a handful of guys have had 10 signature shoes, and he ain't one of them.
Well, he ain't even in the ballpark with Michael Jordan's history selling
and guess
sneakers.
What? Nike didn't want him. Nike didn't want him. I got his two-time Finals MVP. I got his two-time Defensive Player of the Year. Nike say, you're no good to us.
He goes
you
his
no
own
good.
Way.
You know, no suit for you.
He doesn't want to play for the Lakers. He wants to play for the ugly little stepchild, the Clippers. He wants to be a Clipper, and he wants to sell New Balance shoes. I will bet you these are going to make a big dent in the market.
That's like I'm one of the most gifted computer programmers, one of the most minds of all time, and I don't want to work for Apple or Google. I want to go for this little startup. What do they do that?
Pave your own way.
I got to tell you, it does seem a little weird to me because in all my hardcore running days, you know what I wore? I wore New Balance running shoes.
We don't want it.
Because that's what they were.
I know, my guy got a billion-dollar deal.
This guy
KD got $300 million. Steph Curry makes $20, $25 million a year. What do you make, 100,000?
What are you making?
Kawhi Leonard just turned New Balance into a sneaker destination.
Stop it. Stop it.
Go read the internet right now. It's exploding with New Balance, new Kawhis.
Yep. All the Nike, what they do, they trot their guys out there. They trot out LeBron. They trot out KD. What you gonna do? They trot out Jordan. They trot out Zion.
I'm hearing some real hate here.
Who are you trying to?
You know what? I'm hearing threatening. I think you got a new threat.
You a team
talent.
Of one.
Well, what
you a team of one.
All I know on opening night that LeBron and AD in the fourth quarter of a very winnable game in their house. It is their house, right?
No, that was the home game for them.
But they combined in their house. They're the ones who still own it. They own it. They combined for 2 points. AD got shut out in the fourth quarter against that guy's team. And Paul George didn't even play yet.
I watched your guy go to Pepperdine, which is in Phoenix, and booked. He got booked.
Because he was on load management. He only played like 28 minutes.
You know why? Because Booker got cooking. Book fired out Pat Bev, and then when Doc said, Kawhi, go get him, Kawhi, like, all of a sudden, he couldn't hear. He talked about my knee hurt, my back hurt, my knee, my back, my neck, and my back.
Guess who's second in PER, player efficiency rating, in the whole National Basketball Association? That guy.
Skip, number two. We second all time in PER.
Yeah.
We second all time.
Well, you're not
just this year.
Not right now. You're tied for 14th, LeBron. Tied for 14th. My guy's second. He's my guy again.
You up here sitting
you
up
know what? This
you
is going to be
sitting
good.
You sitting up here in a Clippers jersey like that's something. That's
you know
not
what?
A thing. That's
you
know not going to catch on.
It's become a thing.
No, it's
I'm
not.
Good.
No, it's not.
By the way,
you ought to be
Kawhi Leonard is shooting a career high 52% and a career high 84% from the free throw line. I don't know. I'm seeing a guy who is controlling the game. Hey. And what have I told you? He is playmaking like I've never seen him before.
Skip, what am I shooting for the free throw line? You going to have to give me my due. You going to have to give me my due. I'm going to need my due because my guy goes shoot 75%.
Well, if you can make them against Long Beach State, that's one thing. But can you make them when you play the Clippers?
And they had the nerve to put a stat on the board. The guy that has the highest career win percentage, minimum of 400 games. Hell, he's missed 200 games. He should have a high win percentage because whenever his teammates catching that L, he on the bench.
When you are the best player on the planet,
he's not.
You
stop
can
saying
control
that.
Your fate and make your deal.
Whatever.
However you want to make it. And he made it with Toronto. I need load management. They said, we're in. And he won them a championship. And then he said, Clippers, you really want me? I need load management. So they will load manage him all the way through the playoffs, right into the NBA Finals again.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Good luck with you guys.
Yeah, he bamboozled Toronto because Toronto laid out the red carpet for him. Yeah. Gave him everything he wanted. Let his fiance and the baby fly on the team plane. Gave him everything.
Yep.
And guess what he did? Pretend like he was going back. And I told you, I said, he going back to get his stuff. He ain't going back to Toronto.
You think Toronto was happy with that championship they won?
They'll take it.
Probably never win another one in history.
But don't worry about it. Y'all ain't going to win one either.
Yeah. Y'all just might.
Could talk about
y'all.
All day.
So now you y'all.
I'm y'all.
Now you y'all now. Okay.
I kind of like to show where this
honestly,
every day.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Whatever. I feel like it's fitting.
I like this.
This works. The shoes work. Shannon, these shoes, heat waves are what they're called. You're going to check them out? They dropped today.
Man, I mean,
I feel like you
like them.
You might
as a matter of fact, I saw a security guard the other day with a black pair on just like that.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Okay.
Either way.
Shannon, you're in trouble again. Here they come. Wait until Paul George comes back. Woo.
Orderlies and security guard.
Kawhi, I'm back. Uncle Dennis
is back.
I did it.
Thank you for that.
But I thought you told me, Shannon, that's why you don't get close to people because it's going to be hard for you to critique them. It's going to be hard for you to say negative stuff. And Uncle Dennis come whisper in your ear and all of a sudden.
I talked to Uncle Dennis for like 2.5 minutes.
I don't care.
In the middle of a fight.
I don't care.
Can you do one more thing? Can you say his name again?
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, it sounds good.
You know who loves it the most? My wife, because she still loves her some Kawhi.
There you go. That's what we're talking about. No mercy. Aaron Rodgers is getting MVP buzz after throwing 8 touchdowns in the past 2 games, leading Green Bay to a 7-1 start. He's ranked 5th overall in the latest Pro Football Focus quarterback rankings. Right ahead of Rodgers is Tom Brady at 4 and failing to make the top 10. You know, Dak Prescott, who grabbed the 11th spot on the list. So close. These rankings were based off of last season's grades, including playoffs, as well as all 8 weeks from this season. So, Shannon, do you agree with the rankings?
Hell no.
And see, I've told you this, Jenny. Mm. All they do is confirm what I've been telling you. They always try to find a way, because they're always going to go back to try to find a way to get Tom Brady into this ranking. We're going to bring in last year. We're going to bring in the playoffs from last year. Anybody that's watching the games this year through the first 8 weeks that thinks Tom Brady is outplaying Aaron Rodgers is grossly and sadly mistaken. Mm. And I got a problem with this. Mm. Last year is last year. Tom Brady won another Super Bowl. Mm. Tom Brady was phenomenal last year. But this is not about last year. Stop trying to find ways to get Tom Brady into every ranking.
You think this is all about Tom Brady? You think I said, let's try to figure a way to rank Tom Brady above Aaron Rodgers?
Well, why not go back 10 years and get Peyton Manning in it? Why not go back even farther? Why stop at 1 year? Why just do last year? Why not the year before?
Because they're trying to show your progression over the last 24 games or 24 weeks.
They don't do that with any other position. Mm. They don't do that with DBs when they rank DBs. They don't do that with running backs. They don't do that with offensive linemen.
What is the position?
It don't matter. Mm. That's not what the debate is, the position. My problem is that what they do to get Tom Brady continuously in these rankings, because if you just rank it this year, and I'm talking about this year.
Well, they do. Football Focus has a weekly ranking. And Aaron is fourth, and Tom Brady is tied for sixth.
Okay.
So it's not huge. Fourth versus tied for sixth. So there's one place in between them. I don't know.
My point,
I'll give you that. He's had a slightly better year.
Not by this, he hasn't.
Okay, but it brought in last year.
But I don't want to bring in last year. Skip last year.
Well, they did.
Done.
Okay, well, they did it. You can't stop it. They already did it.
It is bull jive.
Bull jive?
Bull jive. Okay. So guess what? Tom Brady be retired. Mm. Well, if you factor in last year, before Tom Brady retired, and this year, Tom Brady is going to be the fifth best quarterback.
Okay, help me out. Who had the best record or the better year last year? Just last year.
Tom.
Yeah, Tom did.
But guess what, Skip? Aaron Rodgers was hurt. Did they factor that in?
Did he play?
So that's how they're doing it now. Okay.
Shannon Sharp tells me, the Hall of Famer, says, if you play, you're not hurt.
I'm going to need that interview. Yeah. So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
So don't you mention anything about Tom Brady's calf. Mm. Don't you mention anything No, yes, you did.
But I haven't
spoken. Yes, you did. Mm. You mentioned it earlier because we talked about the quarterback sneaking, which Pat Mahomes got hurt. Mm. And I better not hear anything about shoulder. Mm. I don't want to hear nothing about Tom Brady was limited in practice by the shoulder, because he going to play on Sunday.
I'll bet he will.
Yeah.
I'll bet he'll play well.
Yeah, so I want to hear that.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
But you need to stop this, Skip. This is ridiculous.
I didn't start it. They did. It's Pro Football Focus. So, again, if you do go back, just remember, Aaron Rodgers missed the playoffs last year.
Skip, he was hurt.
Tom Brady put on a show through the postseason, whether you accept it or not. You picked the Chargers. He lit up the Chargers. 33 of 43. It was outrageous how great he was in that game, right?
He played great.
And in overtime at Patrick Mahomes, how did he do? He converted three straight
Did he outplay Patrick Mahomes? Did he have a better QBR than Patrick Mahomes? Did he throw for more? I'm trying to figure.
Quote the great Shannon Sharp, who ate at your restaurant?
Oh, so that's not what we're doing. I thought QBR was the standard which we used.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's the point. Tom Brady obviously had the better year last year. He had the better playoffs because the other guy wasn't even in the playoffs. And remember, for the first 3 weeks this year, Pro Football Focus ranked Tom Brady first of all the quarterbacks in performance through the first three games. So that's pretty good. So he's faded off to tie for sixth.
Why? Okay. They haven't lost a game. How do you fade if you don't lose a game?
Now let's talk about, shall we, degree of difficulty. Who has the better offensive line, the better pass protection, Green Bay or New England? Help me out.
Green Bay.
By far.
Yes.
Who has the better receiving core? Mm-hmm. Green Bay, by far.
No.
Tom's been throwing to Jacoby Myers and Gunnar Olszewski and Brandon Bolden.
And guess what? All of those guys are undrafted free agents, just like Geronimo Allison, just like Kumaro, just like Lazard. Come on with me, Skip.
Okay. Does Tom Brady have an Aaron Jones? Help me out, because he's the real MVP of the Green Bay Packers.
Sonny Michel.
Really? He used to.
Oh.
He had him last year, but I don't know about this year.
Hold on. What did he do last year? So let's use last year rankings to bring into this year. Just feel like you did that, Jenny. I like that. Three consecutive 100-yard game for Sonny Michel. I need you to bring that. I need you to bring that into this year. Okay.
Who's had more help this year? Well, clearly, Aaron Rodgers has had Aaron Jones, and Tom Brady, wait a second, is down his starting center and his starting left tackle. So he doesn't get pass protected, and they don't have much, if any, running game compared to what they have.
You didn't say that last year when Brian Bulaga went out. You didn't say that last year when Bakhtiari missed time. Okay. You didn't say that about the offensive line. Yep. Now with Tom Brady, it's the offensive line. But hold on, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Who's had the more difficult of the schedules? Who have Tom Brady beat that's comparable to, let's just say, Minnesota?
Their schedule is...
Well, Green Bay did have one bye week at Dallas. I'll give you that one.
They did.
A bye week. Okay.
Is that what you call it?
Okay, a bye week. Mm-hmm. So who on New England's schedule is comparable to the Cowboys that the Patriots will beat?
Mm. Nobody yet.
So now,
league right now.
You know what, Jeannie? Hmm. I'm funny that you mentioned that. Pro Football Focus said the Dallas, the New England Patriots had the easiest schedule first half of the season.
Okay.
Did they factor that in?
No, they do
not. Oh, why not?
The degree of difficulty is extraordinarily high for the New England Patriots, especially the quarterback, because he lost Gronk and they haven't replaced him at tight end. They tried two new tight ends, Ryan Izzo and Lacoste, and they're both hurt and out, and they brought back 38-year-old Ben Watson. That's all you got at tight end? Yeah. They cut him, and then they had to bring him back.
Okay.
That's all you got? They tried A.B. for a little while, and Tom Brady was a happy camper.
Yeah.
And then he lost him. And then he lost Josh Gordon. And now he's got Muhammad Sanu.
Josh Gordon.
Okay. Well, for a little while, but it's not for long. So I have no idea how he's gotten them this far. But on degree
you
of difficulty,
do know how.
I don't.
Skip, the teams that he's playing, really?
Okay, well,
the Jets?
The teams they have dominated on defense, similar, right?
Yes.
Like they haven't really been tested.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about this in a few minutes. I think Baltimore will test him a little bit more than he's tested, right?
I mean, Kansas City.
Yep. Which brings me to the 11th-ranked quarterback, and you sort of like the fact that he's 11th, right?
I can't count that high.
Can't count that high? That's my guy, Dak Prescott. So, again, by their criterion, what do we see here? Dak Prescott started off last year 3-5.
Okay.
I don't know how it happened, but they had the driving force, completely healthy, Ezekiel Elliott, and they fell to 3-5. Maybe he's not that great. I don't know. Shannon Sharpe says he's the reason they win games, but he wasn't the reason they fell to 3-5.
But I love how you say that. You say he's not Zeke is not the reason they win games, but they lost three games this year, but he's the reason why they lose.
We have heard that.
I kind of figured that. I mean, come on, Skip. I mean, I'm
okay, so then Dak gets docked for that in this ranking.
Okay.
You're using last year plus this year, but the back half of last year, he took off once they got Amari Cooper.
Well, hold on. With the numbers that you read, completion percentage and air distance and touchdown, how's he ranked 11th? And Pro Football Focus is so accurate.
Because he had such a hard time for the first 8 games last year, it cost him spots. Because what have we seen just this year? Can I read a line from Dak's little capsule here?
Yeah, sure, read it.
This is about this year, and this is in their rankings under his 11th spot. Dak Prescott is leading the league in percentage of positively graded throws. Can I say that again? Leading the whole NFL in positively graded throws. Yet, the man across from me says he's not accurate. He's a marginal quarterback. I'm quoting you from yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's an average quarterback who doesn't consistently deliver the ball where it's supposed to be. Yet, this is telling me that they are grading every throw, and no quarterback has as many positively graded throws as my quarterback, who says Shannon Sharpe is inaccurate.
Well, then
how can that be?
Well, why does he keep making reservations at my restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
With all them positive throws, with that completion percentage, with Amari Cooper, why does he keep coming to me?
Because Pro Football Focus ranks the Dallas defense 12th in the NFL, which isn't bad, but it's not great. It's not measuring up to the quarterback, who, by the way, also leads the whole NFL in QBR.
Skip.
The whole league.
Actually, your quarterback is right. Come on, hold on. If I'm not mistaken, Pro Football Focus, you just read, say he's 11th. The defense is 12th. I think that's pretty comparable.
Okay, but the defense is 12th this year. He's 11th considering last year with the 3-5 start.
Right, and that's where the defense is.
Okay, no, the defense is ranked 12th right now this year off the first 7 games because they're 4-3. So you're going to have to give in to the fact that my quarterback is playing
11.
At an extremely high level.
10.
Well, again, right now,
out
Pro Football, this year, out they rank him second. Russell Wilson, 10. Second this year. If we just do this year,
if anybody thinks Dak Prescott and Tom Brady has outplayed Aaron Rodgers, has outplayed Patrick Mahomes, boy,
okay, I didn't say Tom Brady, but Dak Prescott has definitely outplayed Aaron Rodgers. He's just all the numbers scream that he has.
Don't.
Sorry.
Skip, 16 to 2, 12 to 7. Look at the, come on, Skip. Okay. Look at the yards.
Aaron Rodgers is eighth in QBR. Dak is first. Okay. Really?
Skip.
You're running out of ammo.
No, I got that. Skip, I got ammo. I got 7-1, you got 4-3.
Huh. Well, you got Aaron Jones and I don't.
No, you got Zeke.
Huh.
Well, a guy that's led the league in rushing two of the 3 years he's been in the league.
Doesn't have that breakaway burst anymore. Oh, he's a sledgehammer.
Skip.
He's part fullback.
But that's how you break rocks. Okay. You break rocks with sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Skip? Yep. I mean, there are different types of hammers. There's a sledgehammer and there's a tack hammer.
Who's leading the NFC East right now? Thank you.
Who's leading the NFC North right now? Thank you.
So?
7-1.
Okay. Well, you should be with 7-1.
7-1. Yep. Hold on. But right behind us is 6-2.
That's what I like to hear.
Okay.
Keep bringing that up, Shannon. No
mercy. Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then. Facts. Sports. One of one.